How's that?
So far, so good.
Okay, we're getting there. Okay. I'm going to break this into three segments. And the first one is why resets. And then the second is the results. And the third is just how to build your business with resets. And so let me just give you a quick little background, and then away we go. And one of the things I would like to do is after each section is to open it up to about five questions. But I'm only going to be able to do that if we get this key under control so we can mute and unmute everyone. So here we go.
Hey, Eric, this is...
Yes?
Eric, this is Chris Lopez. I just got on the call. I can help
you out with
controls.
Yeah, I don't know why my phone's not working. So, yeah, if we can do a 5 and an 8 and get rid of tones and mute the audience, that'd be great.
Yep, well, just so you know, you have to hit star. You have to hit star before those commands. So hit star 8, and that will take care of the tones.
Everybody? Everybody?
No, I'm sorry. Just Eric Winshy.
Okay.
Got it.
And that should tell in your ear, Eric, exit entry chimes are off.
Yep.
And then you hit star 5, Eric, to change the presentation mode.
Got it. Done.
Okay. Sorry about that.
So it's star 5 twice, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Got it. Thank you so much. It's funny how if you miss one little thing like a star, it just kind of changes everything. But good morning, everyone. And we're a couple of minutes behind. So I'll go through this. What I'm going to ask is that if you have a piece of paper and pencil, I'm going to go through this and do three very distinct parts to it. And so the first one is just why reset. And why you can build your business with resets. And you don't need to write this down. I'll actually kind of cue you in when to do it. And the second one is the results. So what kind of results can you achieve? And the third one is how to build your business with resets. So I'm going to just give you a really quick little background on me so you know where I'm coming from. But I joined USANA and the Integrators Group just over 2 years ago, about 2.5 years ago. And the reason I joined is initially I was just looking for a business opportunity. And then when I started using the product, specifically the Nutrimeal, one of the things I found is that I just felt better. And I am also a type 1 diabetic, and I've had diabetes for 31 years. And the Nutrimeal just helped my blood sugar stabilize. And so that was pretty exciting. And that's what got me kind of revved up and going. And then the other thing that happened is I watched a lot of people have complications with diabetes. So people were losing legs and stuff. So I thought, well, gosh, there's got to be a better way than this and a way to help the diabetics. And so one of the things to just get their sugar stabilized was just to do Nutrimeal. And so I have to do this as a disclaimer. Does that mean all diabetics who do a reset or Nutrimeal are going to be better? Absolutely not. But as we go through this presentation, one of the neat things about the whole reset program is that these guys are ahead of the trend in terms of the marketplace and also just the clinical results that are coming in with low glycemic nutritional meal replacements. So that's my background, and I'm going to just jump into the first part. So you can write this one down. This is number one, why resets. And it's really simple, and it's this. The market is available. And you're going to put some little bullets right below that, and you're going to put names to it. And so here's the first one. Just write down Weight Watchers or anybody who wants to shed pounds. So Weight Watchers or anybody who wants to shed pounds. And I want you to just put a name by that. Like, who do you know who's on Weight Watchers? or who do you know who wants to, like, shed a few pounds? Just one name. And then below that, put in diabetics. And then just who do you know who's a diabetic? And it doesn't matter if they're type 1, which means their pancreas is not producing insulin, or if they're a type 2, which means that their pancreas may be producing insulin, but they're insulin insensitive. The insulin's not doing its job. Okay, so just one name for diabetics. The next one is write down any athletes you know. Any athletes, and then just put a name to it. And the next one is anybody who has heart disease. And again, just put a name. So heart disease and a name. And now here's the last one. The last one is, who do you know who just wants to look better? Anybody who just wants to look better. And put a name. And you can even put your own name if you want. That's fine. No one's going to look at this except you. So anybody that wants to look better. So right now, you have five names right in front of you. And so this whole category is why resets. The market is available. That's the market. And that is your customer base. So if you have five names down, I'm sure everybody out there can multiply that by gobs. But that's just part of the market. You have five people. So why resets the customer base? The other reason for why reset is because the whole program is devised for you. There's no thinking required. It's like it's a turnkey package. Everything is there. So why resets? The market is available. That's the first one. And the second one is because the entire program, it's turnkey. So that's why resets. And then we're going to go on to the next one, and that is just the results. And I'm going to just do this pretty quickly, and then what I'll do is I'll unmute it, and if people have any questions, like on the results, I'm going to take about five questions just to kind of break the whole thing up, and then we'll come back to it. But for the results, I want you to just go ahead and put a circle, and then you're going to draw two other circles below it on the left and right. And so most of you have seen the compensation plan with USANA, and you know that you are at the top, and then there's Jill on your left and Bob on your right. Is everyone familiar with that scenario, the three circles? And what I'm going to have you do is just put in some points so that you can kind of see, visualize what are the results when you start to get resets and why is this worth your effort. And so if you just put yourself at the top and then to your left, or like at Bill, if you get two resets, one reset is 85 points, and then a phase one is 100 and just about 170 points. So with one reset, if you get through phase one, then you have over 250 points on one side. So if you do that twice, you now have 500. And if you do that now on your right side, which is Joy, now you have another 500. So I'll do that again. You're on the top, you. Then to your left is Bill, and you're going to put in two resets. So that's 500 points, and then to your right is Joy, and you're going to put in two resets, and that's another 500 points. So now you can kind of see where I'm going with this. If you have 500 points on your left and right, you've just made a $100 check, right? So that's just a real basic result of why reset. And then if you extrapolate or go beyond that and you start to get your associates or downline to do it, now all of a sudden you start to build this leverage, and if you have we can play this game out just one more level. If you have an associate on your left and an associate on your right, and they each bring in two resets, then, or excuse me, they bring in two resets on their left and their right, now what you've done is you've got 1,000 points on your left and you've got 1,000 points on your right coming up. So those are the results. The results are just, boy, this can it can grow fairly fast, and you can get results really, really quickly as soon as you get people signed up. So that's the second part, and I'm going to just unmute this just for like 2 minutes. I'm going to take 5 questions, and then we're going to go on to the next part, which is part 3, is how to build your business with resets. So let me see if I can get this right.
This line is now unmuted.
Okay. Everything's unmuted.
Hi. Going to the bathroom.
5 questions.
Probably that one team where they go on the wrong side.
You're in charge of that, so you're going to play something.
This line is now muted.
Okay. The question was, what if they put them on the wrong side? And that, you're the business owner, and that's your responsibility to be in contact with them and know where they go. And so you're going to help them place them correctly. That's just part of the business. Okay, so.
This line is now unmuted.
Okay, next question. Yes.
Hi, it's Carol Campa.
Hi, Carol.
My question is related to the products themselves. Several times when I presented the reset and when people look at the ingredients, they ask me questions about fructose or high fructose corn syrup, and I can't seem to answer them in a simple enough way to get them to understand that it's not, doesn't need to be a major concern. How do you deal with that?
This line is now muted.
Okay, so the question is that the people have a question on the high fructose content, and how do you deal with that? And the first part of this is, it's a great question, and as I go into the next part of how to build your business with resets, all I'm going to do is give you the basics, and I'm going to just put this out in front of everyone, that I've been doing this for 2 years, and one of the things I do is I read quite a bit. And the reason I do that, especially for resets and why it works and how it works, is that that's item number 8 on Tim's sales communication skills, and that's know what you're talking about. And so when you get started, there's a tremendous amount of information out there. And one of the things to do is, of course, keep it really simple, because that's just what people like. But the answer to your question, Carol, is that fructose is a form of sugar that's found in fruits, and it actually goes through a different metabolic process in the body, and so it does not demand as much insulin as a lot of other carbohydrates. And so the glycemic index of fructose is 19. And if people on the call are not familiar with the glycemic index, it is nothing more than a measuring stick that measures how fast your blood sugar goes up after you eat a carbohydrate. So that's the glycemic index. And so it goes from 0 to 100, and a white potato is 88. Broccoli is not even registered on the glycemic index. And then fructose is 19, so it's very, very, very low. And the products, the USANA products, the Nutrimeal is at 23, and the peanut butter bars are 26. The oatmeal raisin bars are at 34, and the lemon bars are at 45. Anything below 55 is considered low glycemic. So the answer, how would I answer a question like that? I'd say, hey, listen up, dude. No, I'd be serious. I'd say the glycemic index of fructose is 19. It's very, very low, so it doesn't impact your body like other carbohydrates do. And I just leave it at that. And then I'd make sure they understand what the glycemic index is. So I'll take one or two more calls and we'll go back on.
This line is now unmuted.
Okay.
Great, Reno.
Well, thank you. What's mommy making?
Is there another question?
Eric, what was the total points on the second?
Review the point system and how you got 85 and 130 again, please, and how you came up with 250 points.
Sure.
This line is now muted.
Okay. The question is, how did I come up with those points? And if any of you have the U.S. price list out in front of you, if you look at a reset and look at the sale volume points, the sale volume points on reset is 85 points. And then if you go into phase one, if you're not familiar with reset, that's something I'm going to do next on how to build your business with resets. But phase one is six cans of Nutrimeal. Each can is 16 points, so that's 16 times 6. That's 96 points. And then it's two boxes of bars at 20 points each. That's 40. So basically it's 100 plus 40. And then I always give them the essentials. And I just do that straightforward. I don't even give them an option. It's like either you have the essentials or the health pack. And that is 32 points. And so if you add them all up, it comes out to close to 170 points. So with that, because of time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go on to how to build your business with resets, and then I'll take questions right after that. So if you have your pencil ready, I'm going to just go through a couple things. Before you begin doing this, there's a couple little things that just have to get taken care of that often aren't addressed. And the first one is just the fear and anxiety of getting people to do resets. And so that's the first thing I'm going to cover. And one of the interesting things about fear is that when people have fear or anxiety, it leads to no action. And so as you go through this, the first thing to do is get rid of that fear. And so how do you get rid of that fear of doing a reset? Here's a really easy way. If you have any associates, is to get your associates to do the reset with you so you have this small team. And that will reduce anxiety. If you're brand new to the business and you've just started, then my recommendation would be to ask a spouse or a good friend and just have some fun with it. Like run it as an experiment. Say, hey, man, I'm doing this thing. It's reset. It's a 5-day cleanse, and I really want to do it with someone just to go through it together with them. And I'm going to assume everybody has a friend out there. So just ask somebody who's honest with you and upbeat, and then just do the reset together. And then the other reason that you can do this reset is because I want you to think about what's out there in terms of like weight loss programs and stuff. That there's $30 billion spent a year on weight loss programs, and after 2 years, the success rate is 2%. So think of that. Think of $30 billion being spent, and you have a 2% success rate. Well, that's like awful. That's absolutely criminal. And so the other thing is that you build this belief system of why doing a reset, because it works. It works. So think of all that money being spent, all the failures out there, and what you have in you is you have this little gem. It's the reset, and it's turnkey, and it works. And so that's part of just building that belief system. You've got the best product for people that want to shed some pounds, or those other things that I had above of the market that's available, the Weight Watchers, the diabetics, the athletes, heart disease, people that want to look better. You've got it, and it's right there. So you have to have some belief in it, and there's nothing on the market that's going to touch what you guys have. And the other one is this, of how to reduce that fear anxiety, is that you have the intention of making their life you that are people out there that are familiar with Tim's sales communication skills, that's number 8. You have the intention of making their life better. And if you're not quite sure of what that means, think about this. Any time you go through a fast food restaurant or chain drive through, they have the intention of taking your money, basically, because that's what they're in. They're in the marketplace. And I don't know if any of you are in the fast food industry, so I hope I haven't, stepped on anyone's toes. But the reality is that when every time you eat, either you're adding to your health or you're taking it away. And it even goes to the grocery stores. Almost most of the products in the grocery stores, unless you really know how to shop, that takes your health away. And so you have a product where you're going to add to someone's health, and that's part of the belief. And if you ever get stumped or think, wow, I can't ask someone, think about that. Think, you know what, I'm going to add to your health. I'm going to get you going in a direction where in the future you're going to be better off because of it. So that's just kind of how to start to build your business, is get rid of that fear and get rid of that anxiety. So that's the first part, and now I'm going to just give you like straight tools. So here's tool number 1. You already have 5 names written down, right? So for tool 1, I'm going to just have you write down names. And that's names of anybody that you think would want to do or could benefit from doing a reset. So anybody that could benefit from doing a reset. Tool number 2 is, this is the, I call this a diving board. And the reason is because when you ask somebody to do resets, when you first do it, it's like going through a diving board. And if any of you remember what it was like to jump off the diving board the first time, it's usually scary as heck. And so somehow you have to get over that point, and you need to jump into the water. So you're going to build a business. If you don't dive off, you're not going to build your business. So, get your bathing suit on. It's time to get wet. So here's how you're going to do it. Here's tool number 2. You're going to have something to say to them, and you're going to rehearse it so that it's solid. And here's your line. And I'll say this a couple times so you can all write it down. And I'm going to give you a little history on this. I started my entire reset with these lines. There's 3 of them. And we just got through our 270th reset, and that was we just completed just over a year and a half. So here's the line. You ready? You just say, do you know anyone who would like to shed a few pounds or lose the cravings? So that's line 1. Do you know anyone who would like to shed a few pounds or lose the cravings? Here's line 2. I'm getting a team together by this Friday, November 10th, because I find people work better working in teams. Okay, so line 2 is, I'm getting a team together by this Friday, November 10th, because I find people work better in teams. So that was line 2. Now, line 3 is the same as line 1. All you're doing is repeating it. So you ask the exact same question over. And that's a closing. You're closing them. You're saying, hey, man, do you know anyone that wants to do this? So you just say, do you know anybody who wants to shed a few pounds or lose the cravings? That's it. So line 3 is exactly like line 1. You're just repeating it. Okay. So that's line tool 2. So now you have tool 1. You have the names in front of you, right? So now you know who you're going to approach. Tool 2 is actually what you're going to ask them. And all you need to do is practice out a little as you're driving or whatever, when you have some time. But just have it down. And then you've done two things. You have the lines down and you have the dates. And I'll say a little thing about the dates. The date is put in there on purpose because what it does is it gives a sense of urgency. So now when you ask the people this question, do you know anyone who wants to shed a few pounds or lose the cravings, what you've done is you've asked them a question. You're not selling anything. You're just asking a question. Do you know anyone? It's like, come on. You have that list of the market that we did in the very beginning. There's like millions and millions and millions of people that fit that category. So, there's definitely potential there. And then on the diving board, you have the lines and you have the dates. And so the next part is you just have to set up a date, like Saturday, today, hey, when we're done with the call. And just go out and you're going to ask people that question. It's just a question. That's all it is. And you're inviting them to do something. And that's it. So the next part of that after tool two is you really want to, tool three is to like actually do it. So you're going to jump off the board. You've got to jump off. And so for tool three, just write this down. Say, okay, I'm going to ask, whatever, three people this question. And if you're not quite there, then ask your associates. Ask your spouse. Ask, you know, a good friend who you're just going to do a five-day event with. Think of it as just like a social event. You're just going to do it. It's not a big deal. Just, hey, man, let's do this and see where we go. So tool three is you actually have to ask. So, again, if you're on the diving board and you don't dive off, you're not getting anywhere. You're not getting wet. So, yeah, go ahead. Tool three, ask. So, does everyone have that down? And then here's tool four. Tool four is that once you ask them, then you're ready to, and they say yes, or if they want more information, I'll give you that in a second. But once you ask them, then and they're ready to do it, then it's just time to get the resets. So tool three is ask, and tool four is just getting the resets. So getting resets. And there's a lot of different ways of doing this, but I want to keep this pretty basic. If it's with associates, that's easy because they know how to order and they can just get their own resets. And if it's a friend or someone like that, you have one of two options. Either you're going to order it for them and it's going to go on your credit card and then you're going to just charge them, right? Or you need to get the information from them so it goes on their credit card. And if you do it the first way, you know how to do that. So that's there's no reason to go into that. If you're going to do it the second way and they're interested, you just need a couple pieces of information. So I always ask, and you can just write this down. I just say, I need a couple pieces of information so that this gets to you by the time we start, and I just need a shipping address. So I always start with a shipping address because that's like just easy. Everyone knows their shipping address, so they'll be successful. And then I just ask, and I need a form of payment. And the reason, and what I say is I need a form of payment so that I keep it separate from my own banking account. And that way it takes away that edge. It's like everybody respects that you want to keep this separate from your own banking account because you're doing a business. And no business on this planet that's a good business is going to take their business and mix it with their personal banking account information. You don't do that. So shipping address and then a form of payment so that I can keep it separate from my own banking. Boom, you're done. And then you can just put in the order. And if any of you have ordered these before, they come right out to about $130. So that's the reset. And the other thing to do when you order a reset is always order a blender bottle. And you don't ask them. I never ask if people want a blender bottle. I just automatically order it. It's part of the reset package. So you order a reset and you order a blender, and you guys can look up those codes, but a reset is $251, and a blender bottle is $752. So $251 and $752. So that's kind of the beginning and the basics of just getting people on resets. And then I'm going to go into the next tool. That's tool four. And tool five is, this is customer service. And one of the things that we know is that customer service is the number one thing that separates a good business or a great business from a mediocre business. Customer service. And for customer service, what you're going to do is, I always call my resets after day one, because I want you to think about what these guys have just done. They've just started something that they've never experienced before, a reset, a cleanse, a five-day cleanse, and they really don't know how it's going to impact them. And so after day one, you always want to call them and just like, well, how's your day? And the importance of this is actually, there's a lot of reasons to do this. One is you're genuinely concerned that they had a good experience. And so you call them and you ask them, hey, how's your day? Just very simple. And they will unload on you. They will tell you how their day was. Well, my day was great. I was really surprised that I didn't have any hunger. So now what you're doing is you're getting feedback, and that's really important information. Hey, my day was great, and I wasn't hungry. Well, cool. All right. Congratulations. And then just congratulate them. Say, well, great job. So you have 4 days left, and what we'll do is we're gonna catch up on day three to make sure you still have the same success. And then we're going to catch up on day five, which is the end of the reset, and just make sure you're ready to go on after you're done with day five. So you call them on day one, day three, and day five. Now, there's another thing you're going to do on day one, and this is absolutely critical to the business. On day one, when they get started, is you're going to ask them, there's a little red booklet that comes in the reset kit, and you're going to ask them, you're going to say, have you had a chance to go through the red book? And the reason for it is because in that little red book is phase one and phase two, and they're outlined for you. And you want to make sure that they know what phase one and phase two are. And, boy, Chris, you can sure put in later for me if you want. I wasn't going to really go into that, but it's important that people realize what phase one is doing for them. And the reset is just a five-day cleanse, so remember that. It's a five-day cleanse, and it's set up so that they're always making the right choices, so their body's getting the right stuff. And I've actually kept the stats on the resets that I've done, and out of all the resets, there's just over a 1% failure rate. And what does that mean? That means out of these 270 people, just over 1% couldn't do the 5 days. Well, that's pretty outstanding. So the reset works, and people are successful. So that's not really an issue. People are going to be successful with resets. The real issue comes into phase one and how to get people onto phase one. And so I do this at a really, really basic level, and I just tell people straight up, I say, you're going to do a five-day reset, and at the end of those 5 days, you're going to be successful. And I give them that sign. I go, hey, over 90, almost 99% of the people that do this are successful. The next part is that you're learning some new habits, and it takes about 21 days to cement a new habit into place. And so if you're going to do that, it just makes sense that you have the tools available so that you're successful. And that's why phase one and phase two were developed. phase one is if you want to continue to shed pounds until you get to your ideal weight, people stay with phase one. And I just explain what it is. It's 6 cans of Nutrimeal. It's 2 shakes a day plus a snack so that you're successful, so that it's turnkey and you cement those healthy habits into place. And then if you want to just maintain your weight, that's phase two. So now what you've done from a business point of view is you've got them on reset, and at day one, after their first day, that's the time to put in your phase one or phase two order. And I also keep some figures on that, and I've got about a 90% rate of return on phase one. 90%. So that's how you can build your business is, but you're just honest and you're down to earth and you know what you're talking about. And so you go, and so after day one, on the reset, you just ask and you say, hey, well, did you look at the book on phase one and phase two? Okay. Well, here's why people do phase one. Boom. And you're done, because you're trying to cement healthy habits into place. That's it. And almost, you know, who wouldn't do that? If you're going to start doing this, just cement those healthy habits into place. So that's kind of going through the whole reset thing and getting them into phase one and the tools. And I keep it really basic and simple. I know there's going to be a lot of questions, like people will ask, you know, auto ship and all this stuff. Boy, I keep it very, very, very simple. And like when they order resets, I don't even give them that option. And the reason is because that's too much information for people. So when I order resets, I just order it straight up. They don't get a discount. That's okay. I don't worry about it. I hope everyone knows what I'm talking about. You can put people on auto ship, and that's where they get their 10% discount. So it really just depends how I order it. If I shop for them, they automatically get it. If it goes on their credit card, I don't even ask them. They just pay the wholesale price. But without anything else, I guess I'm going to just open it up for questions.
This line is now unmuted.
All right, Eric.
And I'm in Kansas.
Eric. Okay.
Eric.
My question is, after, say you take your person through phase one and phase two, what do you do after they've accomplished their goals, losing the weight?
Okay, I'll mute that.
This line is now muted.
Okay, the question was, what do you do after you take them through the reset in phase one and they've accomplished their weight? That's a great question. And the thing, if you want a lifetime customer, and so you really need to do something to make sure they're on either the supplements, some sort of vitamins, or that they continue to take the Nutrimeal just as a convenience item. And so actually what I do now is I do something on the supplements, and I actually send an email out on supplements and why they should be taking them. And I take them to the Mayo Clinic website, and they have a fantastic little thing on who needs supplements. And all you need to do is type in mayoclinic.com, and then they're going to do – you'll get a little box up there for search, and then just put supplements, and you're going to see a little thing on who needs supplements. And here's what's so great about this. I absolutely love this because most people worldwide – or at least industrialized countries, know the Mayo Clinic. They have the reputation, and it's right there for you. So as soon as they go into that and they read who needs supplements, almost everybody is going to need them. And you've done nothing, and the Mayo Clinic has done everything. So that's all I do. And then I just follow up with them Recon supplement, and it's something I'm still continuing to work on. But as you read that, boy, there's nobody in this country that should not every. Let me rephrase that. Everybody should be taking supplements, and not only the adult population, but if you have kids, all of the kids, they need to be taking supplements. So, yeah, go to the Mayo Clinic website, and then I'll give you another website to go to that's absolutely excellent, and that is Christine Woods. And if you just type in Kids Eat Great, you'll get to Christine Woods' website, and she'll focus mainly on kids. But it is just it is absolutely scary what is happening with our youth today. So those are two websites. And so the answer to the question is you just need to really follow up and give people this information and ask them, do you take supplements and why or why not? And then make sure they understand the value of supplements.
This line is now unmuted.
Eric, I do athletes to take these supplements, and also have a suggestion. If you could gather up all the questions and then mute at the end, it might save a bit of time.
That sounds like a great way to do it. I'm all over it. Okay, so the next question is?
Why do athletes need the reset?
Okay. So why athletes? All right, next question.
Hi, Eric. Good question, but this is Gina. I was the author of the reset this year, and I was wondering if I could get some information where we could talk later.
Yeah, it's...
Because even though I was the winner of the reset, I really haven't been able to set up a system to make this work.
Okay, so let's do this. That's actually a great question. And the question is there a system in place to, and what do you mean make what work?
Even though that I was the winner of the reset this year for USANA, I really haven't been able to set up a system to make to build the business like I want to. So I was wondering if we could get together by phone.
Okay, and you want to do to build a system? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do you have my phone number?
No, I don't.
This line is now muted.
Yeah, there's going to have to be a way if you can email me. So,
Eric, let me jump in here for a second.
Yeah, please.
This will I found this to be best when we've done conference calls in the past, to this way that everyone on the call gets a benefit. If you direct everyone to the community message board on Integritas, just have them click on community and Integritas, click on message board, and then there is a section there. It's called health resources or getting customers, something about customers. I would direct everyone to post questions there. That way everyone can see the benefit of the questions and answers, and that way everyone's learning, and it'll cut down time on you answering, you know, the same question 10 times from 10 different people, and this way everyone can learn from there as well.
So
that's
good.
What I'd recommend for everyone to do.
Okay.
So I'll give you the call back over to you, Eric.
Okay.
This line is now unmuted.
Uh-oh.
Eric. All right.
Eric.
Okay.
What kind of cleanse is the reset? Would it be a fiber cleanse or a colon cleanse?
I'm not sure. Okay, let me write that down. Is it a fiber or a colon cleanse?
Yeah. Cleans out the entire intestine.
There you go. Okay,
fiber cleans out the colon, so it would be a fiber colon cleanse.
I lost fiber first day.
All right, Eric, this is Ed.
Yes.
My question is, when you sign up someone new, first of all, I just wanted to share, I'm on tool 4 myself. I've approached 40 people in September, and one out of every three said yes, me. So I've had 12 people step up and say
good
yes.
Good job, Ed.
Thank you. My concern, or where I'm struggling a bit, is my close rate. I've only closed 2 of the 12, and of those 2, one was already an associate, already a preferred customer before, who had done reset before. So my question is a couple things. If you can, my struggle is when I, like you're talking about, with a schedule that's at a certain date. One is, I'm sure you encounter the people who it's just the timing isn't right now, and you're still in follow-up mode. My other question is, once you have someone signed up, do you sign them up, from what you're talking about, do you sign them up as a PC? I've always been a sign up with the whole order the reset and then order their phase one. Because if they're already a PC, don't they have the control of that? How do you order phase one for them? I'm just sort of confused on that.
Okay. I'll take another question or two.
Yeah, this is Dave Salato from California.
Hey, Dave.
Hey. My question is, if you want to, do get more than just talk to one person at a time, say you wanted to go to a gym, approach,
I'm going to have to mute this, Dave, and you're going to just have to unmute by hitting star 6.
Okay.
Let me mute this.
This line is now muted.
So, Dave, just go ahead and press 6 and unmute. Yes.
Okay. My question was, and this is what I've been thinking about as far as doing the reset, is maybe going to a gym. And instead of talking to one person or this, 2 people at a time, talk to a lot of people at one time. How would you approach going into a gym environment, and who would you talk to, there? How would you go about that?
Okay, got it. All right. So let me go ahead and answer the questions. There's 5 of them here, and the first one was why athletes. And one of the interesting things about athletes is I work out quite a bit, and I hang out with a bunch of athletes. And believe it or not, even athletes, most of them have a couple pounds to shed. Let me think. I had one who actually lost 20 pounds, and he was a bike rider. And so part of it is just for them to trim, just to get more trim, to lose some of the fat, to get rid of the midsection fat, and just to get rid of that excess, fat, so they just feel they feel better. The other one is for athletes, is if any athletes out there that are long-distance athletes, and by long-distance I mean, like, if you're going to work out for an hour, what happens is that the glucose, which is the simplest form of sugar that is in your body, it's in a couple of different places, and in about an hour, it's gone. So in 2 to 3 minutes, you burn off all your blood glucose, and in the next hour, all the glucose that's stored in your muscles, that's gone, and then your liver might kick in, but it also has some glucose. But the whole point of why athletes is that if you're going to be, especially long distance, and you have something like a shake before you do it, what it does is it gives you something in your stomach that has a very slow but constant release rate for glucose, and it actually can be really beneficial. I do that all the time when I do long events, is I always have something slow burning in my system so that it helps me maintain my blood sugar levels throughout the event. So athletes are great. They're absolutely great. So the next one is, was a system in place. And I think I can answer that. You said you won, this lady won the reset challenge. The system is actually what it's all about. And one of the things I've done that's maybe a little different is I'm pretty hands-on, and one of the things is that when you do a reset, is that that's the start. But what you're really after, if you ask people to do resets or before they do them, what do you want? And the answer is almost always the same. I want to eat more healthy, or I want to just feel better. And so if you're going to give them that, then you actually have to do the reset, and you have to extend yourself beyond reset. And by extending yourself beyond reset, what I mean is, like, show them how to shop. And now, that's a whole other level, and I understand that. And it's not going to happen overnight. That's okay. But I want you to at least keep that in the background of where you're going or what people are wanting, because when you do the reset and you do even phase one, you're still eating. And so you have to teach people how to re-eat. And I know that sounds crazy. It's like, come on, man, we're adults. We've been eating all our lives. What do you mean we have to learn how to re-eat? Well, most of the stuff eating out there is garbage in terms of what it does for your body. And so for the system in place, what I do is I take them through a very specific system. And before they finish reset, we do a grocery shopping tour. And after that, I send them a list of glycemic meals. I send them the glycemic index. I teach them about the glycemic index. By the second week, I go through 4 weeks. And so by the second week, what I do is, let's see. Oh, then I just cement in those healthy eating lifestyles. So that's phase one or phase two. But I make sure they're signed up and they're going on that. And then also in week two, I do the essential supplements, like why do people need them? And then week three, I do exercise and how it increases insulin sensitivity. And in week four, I just do extended support, and it's called healthy eating for all occasions. So it's like, hey, how do you go out to a restaurant and eat? How do you do a portion out at a restaurant? I mean, what's a reasonable portion size? And so I hope I'm not going too far, but in the true sense of improving someone's health or having the intent of making someone's life better, that's where this has gone, is that you're training people to eat differently so that they can be successful anywhere, anytime. And that's it. I mean, that's what you got to get to. But don't expect to get there. Don't let that hold you back or scare you. That's something that will come your way as you start to learn more and more. You can do this, and there's some really simple little techniques. So that's the system in place, or that's my system in place. That's one of many. So that was question two. And then question three was the fiber colon cleanse. And the answer to that is, yes, it's high fiber. And I don't know the age, of course, out there, but for people that are like in their 50s, the recommended daily fiber for women is about 21 grams a day. And a piece of bread, like wheat bread, might have 2 grams. And so this, a drink has 8 grams of fiber, and you do 2 of those a day, so that's 16 grams, plus you do the bars and the fiber bar. So you're getting the minimum of that. So yes, it's fiber, and the colon's part of it. And the fiber, there's 2 fibers. There's soluble and insoluble. And the insoluble, that's your colon cleanser. That's your brush cleaner, and that's what's going through your colon to clean your colon. So I hope that helps on question 3. And question 4 was the timing wasn't right. There's 2 questions, actually. Timing not right. That's okay. I've actually had people that said no to reset, and then what I do is I reapproach them 6 months later or 3 months later, and I go, hey, you mentioned interest in doing a reset, and we're starting another team in 2 weeks. Would you be interested? That's it. I leave it simple. It's respectful. You're just inviting them into the team. So if the timing's not right, that's okay. You just reapproach them. And then the other one was to sign up as a PC and how to order phase one. And so, boy, I do this a lot of different ways depending on the people, but I'll give you, I guess, the easiest way is that when I sign someone up for reset, I usually sign them up as a PC. And the reason is because it's going on their credit card. And then once they're signed up as that PC, then ordering phase one, the easiest way to do that is you just call the 800 number and you just put in their order. and you already have, if you've signed them up for PC, I would suggest having some sort of order form where you just have their name and billing address, phone number, credit card, expiration, and then what their order is, and then what an auto ship order would be. And then you just fill it in so that it's always there, it's accessible. They did the reset, they ordered it. You got them onto phase one. You just call the 800 number and you say, I'd like to order phase one for this PC number. You give them the number and you're done in 5 minutes. So keep it simple, keep it organized, and then keep all those PCs in some sort of notebook, like a three-ring binder. Don't leave them on your desk. Don't leave them on your kitchen table. Put them in a binder and put them somewhere so you have access to them. And then the last question was going to a gym, and who do you talk to? And this is how I would approach it. Almost all my resets are warm market, or they started warm market, and now they're almost all referrals. So if you're going to go into a gym, I would not go into the gym with the intent of getting a reset. You might, unless you know the person, if you go into the gym and you're just talking to the person and they say something about weight or trimming down, then you ask them some questions. Well, what have you tried? Did it work? And then you can actually ask them, you turn right around and you can say, well, do you know anyone who might be interested, or would you be interested in joining a team this coming Friday for doing a five-day cleanse? And you can just ask them that straight up. So that's kind of the part of the question. I wouldn't walk into any gym where everyone's working out and, like, I'm not sure exactly what the question is, but I wouldn't ask that directly or with the intent of getting resets unless it was the first thing I said, which was tool two, which was the diving boards. If that's your intent, that's okay. If you go in and there's people working out, but that's getting them to do the resets and it's not a presentation. That's a whole different item on this. If you're going to do a presentation, I would do it somewhere. Once the people want to do the resets or they're thinking about doing the resets, then you can do a presentation. Then you can get them together. And if the gym is the place to do it, then you can do it. I hope that answers the question. So if you have another question, just go ahead and push 6 to unmute it. And we're almost out of time. Yeah.
This is Ed. The reason I was calling, one question I had too was I've been using, is everything on your integritus.com/reset site, that's still up to date? There was a lot of dialogue there that I've been using.
Yeah, let me defer that to Chris.
Okay. And thank you for answering my question on the PC or not. That makes a lot. I've never called in a PC order, but that makes sense. Yeah, if you have all their payment information, then that makes perfect sense. That's more what I would like to do anyway.
Right.
Have you ever struggled with that on follow up? I mean, I've been following the system and trying to get groups together on certain dates, and my struggle has just been getting the information out is not a problem. Like all 12 of the people who said yes, me have received info. It's that chain of, okay, I call on the follow-up time, and they're not there, and it's playing phone tag and that kind of thing. And I do set an appointment, but that's still been my struggle. I've yet to get a really good group. I'm trying to get at least 3, ideally 5, you know, in a group. And I do want to eventually build them up to do them, you know, once every a group every couple weeks or so. But I'm just going through the usual pains of trying to get to that point of the follow-ups. Didn't know if you had any.
No, that happens. It happens all the time, and I've had people play phone tag for 2 weeks. I mean, it happens. People are busy, and so I don't worry about it. I just do it, email them, and leave it at that. The Integritus site, the stuff should be on there, and is it up to date? It's relatively up to date, and things we're going to add some more things, or they're in the works. So just stay tuned. But that's kind of the time. We're going to cut it off. I have one suggestion that people might want to do is that if you go on to the product list at USANA, there is an item there that's called Why Do Diets Fail? But it's called, that's actually the name on the brochure. But if you order it, it is item 5, I'm looking it up here. It's 530. It's called Reset Brochure New. And it's excellent because that's the teaching. And when I do presentations, that's one easy way to just get people thinking about what's going on. So, you might want to order those. But I wish everybody all the best. I think that this is one of the best, for sure, products on the market. And I've seen so many positive results that it's just a great thing in that every time you do it, just think that you're actually improving someone's life. And that's just not done very much these days. So congratulations. And just start small. Start with people that you know. Start with a friend or an associate and just have fun with it. And with that, I'm gonna end the call. Thanks for coming.